Okay, so welcome to a new venture of mine, Conversation Starters. Something I'm trying out, something new. This is a pilot episode we're just testing out. So this may go out because it may be amazing, may not. So it's just testing, basically.
Okay.
So, the whole concept of the show, I suppose, is that what it's called, the show, is, we're going to have some topics that conversations that will start some conversations. We're using a random generator to give us some questions, and then me and the guest, i.e. this time is Hannah.
The guest.
Most of the time it might be Hannah, depending on how she feels. But me and the guest, so people can come on and join the show. But so let's just get straight into it, I suppose. We've got five topics. We've generated, like I said, from a website, and we've got them here. So should we just start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So the first question is, what was your favorite children's book? So I think I'll read it out, and then you go for it.
You want me to answer first?
Yeah, you answer first. Go on.
I think the obvious ones would be Harry Potter, but I don't really want to go with that. I think I want to go with House of
something
Night
a bit
series.
You need to go for something a bit unknown as well.
Yeah, so the House of Night series is a bit like, it's kind of cheating actually, because it's like the vampire versions of Harry Potter. It's a vampire school.
It goes
school.
Like a school and stuff. Yeah.
It was the School of Night, and it was just really good. I can't explain it, but
was that like a series then, or was it just?
Yeah, there was like five or six books. I don't know if I read them all, and then they released a fledgling book, which I never bought. But it was as if you were a vampire. And I liked the characters in there. I liked how it was really plot twisty and different, I guess. I really wasn't into Twilight. It was the only vampire
thing. Yeah,
I was
into the films more than the books of Twilight. Because I grew up, my teen years were really the films, but yeah.
Yeah, the Twilight books just look too big to read, so I was like, no, thank
you. Yeah, Harry Potter's like that, and I suppose they're quite intimidating. But...
No, the first couple, though.
Yeah, I suppose they do ease you in, and then... I remember the fourth one, seeing
you
that
grow
the first
with the
time.
Books, don't you? I remember
thinking the fourth book was bigger than the Bible. Because the biggest book I remember seeing before that was the Bible.
You read the Bible?
No, but you used to see it in school, didn't you, and stuff like that. And I remember thinking, it's bigger than the Bible. I remember that. But, that's a funny time. So, yeah, yours was that... What was it called again?
House of Night. And it had the titles were scarred and marked, and it just sounded so I don't know. I was a teenager at the time.
Yeah. Okay. So mine then, I think I might have to say the Philip Pullman series with Northern Lights. Because we read them in school. It was one we read in school as a class. And I remember my teacher saying this would be good as a film. Then it came out, obviously, the film a few years later, the Golden Compass was the film. But the film, the books were originally Northern Lights.
Really?
The Amber Spyglass.
Was there a cartoon, The Golden Compass?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it
was real. It was,
it was the, you had, your, not your spirit.
It was
your conscience or something.
It's kind of like Pokemon.
Yeah.
It was your personality in an animal.
They had
form.
An animal.
Yeah, there's a polar bear in it and stuff like that. But that was, that was mine, I think. That series was amazing, other than Harry Potter.
Did it ever make you ask, if you had one of those, spirit animal things, what would it be?
Be like, I suppose everyone, in my year anyway, it was all about, Pikachu and stuff. So
no.
Everyone, imagine having Pikachu. But, that's what my animal would be.
Oh my God,
I would have aimed for something like Pikachu.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I can't wait for that film. It's not coming out. That's going to be good. But that's our favourite books. So, cool. The next one. Describe your favourite type of pizza. So I think I'll start with this one. I'm not going to play it safe, but this is genuinely my favourite type of pizza. And that's just margarita sprinkled with oregano on holidays. There's something about that taste on holidays. I was saying the other night, when I was young, I used to go on holidays and eat pizza every night.
Yeah.
And I'd eat the whole pizza. I'm just going to play it safe. Oregano on a margarita pizza abroad tastes different. It literally tastes...
It's different margarita.
It tastes different to anything
else. Maybe it's because you're on holiday.
Maybe it's because I'm on
holiday. And
you're
just happy in general.
Maybe it tastes different because I eat it every night.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think that's my favourite.
I think, well, my favourite at the moment is there's this pizza shop called Nelson Pizza that's not far from where we live, and they do vegan cheese pizzas, which is very exciting. But I'm just obsessed with mushroom and sweet corn, which is kind of like, I don't know, it's not a common combination, but I'm just obsessed
just
with that.
Just loads of mushroom, loads and sweet corn.
And then I'm the vegan cheese.
Yeah, and the vegan cheese.
Just, it just works, like...
How similar then is vegan cheese? Like, is vegan cheese really similar? Because, like, I associate, like, Dairy Lee cheese as, like, fake cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, like, fake cheese? Or is it more, like, mature cheddar?
Dairy Lee, are you talking about, like...
Like,
Cathedral's... The Laughing Cow thing?
Yeah, is it more,
those,
like...
Those corner things?
No, no, like, Dairy Lee, you know, like... Not Dairy Lee, sorry. The Lunchable cheese. Like,
oh yeah,
kind of like cheeseburger cheese, you know, when you have the cheeseburger slices.
Well, yeah, like the, is it the like fake cheeses are easier to replicate. I think it's,
so. That's what vegan cheese is mainly like. Then is that what is?
No,
mainly,
that's just.
Is it more? Does it taste more like?
It depends.
A
it's like
cheese?
No, but there's so many different types of normal cheeses, and there's different types of vegan cheeses. Some get it really, really right, and some get it really, 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 really wrong. But it's again, it's like personal preferences and stuff. But yeah, I like the fake cheeses. They're like the Veal Life ones, but the cream cheeses, you know, like the spreadable ones. Oh my god, they've just like, they've hit the nail on the head with those ones. Like, they're fine. Just,
yeah,
you need to try them ones. You haven't tried them ones, have you?
No, I haven't. No, I'm.
But the cheese on the cheese pizza from Nelson, I'm not gonna lie, it's just a bit like sticky, like it sticks your teeth. But
so it's like, is it very heavy water based?
No, it's like more plasticky.
Yeah.
But like, in a good way, like.
Yeah, like I said, I think I suppose mozzarella, though, like normal mozzarella, is quite plasticky.
I don't think mozzarella is plasticky. Is
it's
it?
Very wet, isn't it? When you have a, if you have a,
it's very wet.
If
isn't
you
it?
Have a, like, I remember seeing on a cooking program, if you had a piece of mozzarella, it seeps water, doesn't it, or milk, whatever it is.
Yeah,
it does.
I mean,
it's
no.
Very, it's very wet.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving along. I'll leave you can read this one. Hang on.
What's your morning routine? So, okay. I have like split personality.
It depends on the day with you, I suppose.
It does, yeah. So I'm like, I'm either a real morning person or I'm really not. So like, let's use this as like a day, working day.
Okay, what did you do today?
Like, for
what
example,
was today's routine?
I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
She's gonna love this because it's like, makes it sounds amazing.
6 o'clock in the morning, I got up, made a coffee, had a piece of toast, and then went to the gym, and I got there for 7 o'clock, and like all day I was in such a good mood. I was like, okay, I was a bit tired when I got to work, but I had like 5 coffees, which I'm starting to drink now, by the way. But that was like, it set me up for the day. The other days, right, where I choose between snoozing for an hour, or doing my makeup,
you
I would.
A terrible habit to snooze.
Oh my god, I snooze until I have to, until I get up.
The borderline minute.
Like, I walk in and like, I'm late pretty much, like maybe like 3 or 4 minutes late, but I'm not on time.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, what I'm trying to say. But I would rather sleep longer than get up and do my makeup.
You would.
I would rather sleep. So I think my morning routine is either very structured or it's very unstructured. There's no like in between.
No.
And I definitely don't have like one of these like morning routines where I do my skincare routine, because
no.
I'm just not that kind of person.
Quite,
I wish I was,
yeah.
But I'm not.
Okay, I'm not gonna talk about my morning routine from today. I had a horrendous morning this morning. I slept late, and yeah, I didn't even have breakfast. I literally, for me, on a normal day, I get up and I sometimes I work at 8, mainly 8 o'clock. In the morning, I get to work for, so I get up at about 7:10. Or I start at 9, then get up at 8:10, depending on the night I had, if I'm tired, if I'm in bed late. But when I get to work, it's always getting to work. I get in the car, listen to music, usually listen to podcasts and stuff, get to work, and then I have my breakfast. But literally, my breakfast in work is like 2 biscuits. Literally every day I just go in and have 2 biscuits, and then that's about 10-ish, and then like midday comes around, and then in between midday and 1 I go and get some lunch, or I take lunch with me. But my morning routine is very boring. I don't do anything.
I was gonna say it's like
I listen to music, basically. On the way, that's my most eventful part, is I listen to music on the way to work in the car, and I get to work.
It's like, when you were saying...
I want to be, though.
No, when you were saying, like, oh, two biscuits, I was like, oh, no, what is this going
to I was literally, like, today, I for food, I saw the bread in the cupboard, and I was like, oh, I want to get up in the morning and sit on the kitchen table and,
you always
and have
say
toast
that.
And just... read the news, but I just don't.
Remember that time we watched Casey Neistat's video about getting up at 5 a.m?
Yes, but we didn't even bother. We didn't even try.
We
I've seen quite
we
a few of those
alarm
videos
and
now.
We were like, I remember the alarm went off and I was like, James, should we get up? And you were like, no. And I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, yes.
I remember I watched a video on YouTube of a guy who, he did Casey Neistat's routine for a whole week. He did his whole routine, bed by 11, up by 5, and yeah.
Did that, you lie?
He did find it difficult. He had to exercise every day and stuff, but at the end of it, he said like it was quite enlightening to his life. And that's what I want to say, really. It's like, if you can do that challenge or whatever, it is quite enlightening to people's lives sometimes. But who knows? One day we might try it. I don't think we will right now, anyway. Okay, so, next one. I think this is the last but one, yeah. Okay, two left. What is your favourite childhood memory?
You can go first on this one.
This is quite difficult. I don't even have one in the wings. I think...
It's just the face in the pop of the head.
Yeah, I just had one then. I think... years ago, we used to have my mum and dad as a family. We had a caravan years ago, and I think that would be my favorite child memory because it was a second home, really. You know, because school would break up and we'd go down there and we'd have friends down there, and then yeah, I think it'd be the caravan. I think because we did live down there in effect for like 6 weeks of the year, and then every weekend in between, you know, but yeah, it was like another life, I suppose. But as a youngster, I didn't like it because I was leaving my friends. So I remember being a young kid and being like, oh, why are we going all the way down there? Because I want to be out with my friends from school. But then when I got there, I found her okay, you know? And me, I was always kind of a techie nerd. And one of the things that was negative about where our caravan park was in particular was it had no signal, so you couldn't get internet, you couldn't get anything like that, so I used to always find that difficult, I suppose. But I think that was because that was like, it wasn't supposed like a memory, it was more of like a collective memory. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a particular, like, we went on holidays to this one particular place for 2 weeks and it was a great time. This was like I think we had the caravan when I was 4 and maybe sold it when I was 10, or maybe I was 8 and sold when I was 15, something like that. I can't remember. I was definitely in my teens when we had it. I remember being 13, but I can't remember if my sister was born or not when we had it. She would have been, surely. I don't know. Either I might have been 10, probably, thinking about it. Chloe might have been born. So I might have been 10 to 15, 10 to 14. So yeah, that's mine, my collective memory. What's yours?
I haven't got a favourite one. It's really hard to pick, that's like a really difficult question. But I was, when you were talking, I was listening, but I was also thinking about what I was going to say. And like, I loads of different things came to my mind, but one thing that stood out was, you know, when it was like playtime when you were a kid in school? Well, me and my friend Paige, there's like 4 of us in a group, Paige, Molly, Jack, and me. And me and Paige would make up dances, and Jack and Molly would go off and play like Secret Agents. And if they were listening now, they'd probably laugh because we weren't allowed to play. But anyway, we'd make up dances. And this one time, me and Paige were so proud. For some reason, the head teacher was like walking on the yard, probably like going to sort something out. And we were like, oh, Mr. Reith, come and watch our dance. And we literally sang Like a Prayer by Madonna and danced
in front of your teacher.
We were so proud of ourselves. Like, it was like, look how amazing we are. And they just, I think, that stands out to me because, I never do that now.
No.
Like, it reminded me of when I was younger and I literally didn't care about what people thought.
I think that's all about being a kid, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. And
I think when you reach year 5 or 6 or like just before comprehensive school, it's like self-doubt and like nerves start to kick in. But like that moment in time, I was like, I didn't care. Like I didn't think for a second, do I look stupid or is this weird? I really enjoyed it.
I suppose that's what kids are doing, like not doing now really. They're too worried about what other people think with social media and you know, bullying is like, I suppose we're quite fortunate in that sense. I mean, there was bullying in our schools and stuff, but no, I don't think it's to the level it is now, in regards to, you know, people get bullied when they go home.
It follows you, doesn't it?
We never really had that because we never really had online stuff. I mean, maybe your era did, but ours certainly didn't.
And like popularity, like, existed. You had popular people in your...
You'd always gonna have that, though. I think you'd have popularity
but
now.
With, like, but with social media, it's so obvious because the popular people would get loads of likes. They could put anything on their, like, photos or
states
or whatever, and they'll get loads of likes.
Cat.
Yeah. But then, if you were somebody who wasn't that popular or whatever, and you... Do you know what I mean? I know that sounds really, like... I don't know what the word is, like... self-absorbed or whatever, like, who cares if they're popular or not, but it does matter when you're a kid.
No, it does, yeah, it does.
And it makes you ask yourself, because you ask yourself questions like, well, why do people not like me as much? Because then those questions creep in, don't they? And like, before we get too deep.
Yeah. But no, that was your favourite memory, doing something as a kid that you
making
should do as a kid.
Making up dances when I was
rather
younger.
Than, yeah.
And then we'd want to play, you know, we'd finish our dance and we'd ask Molly and Jack if we could play Secret Agents and they wouldn't let us because they were like, you've been making up dances, so.
Yeah.
And again, you know, a bit funny.
Good. Cool. The final one, which could be the debate one, really. This could take us a while to get through this one, but it might not. Do you believe in an afterlife? So these are the type of questions that I'm going to be featuring, you know, hopefully once every time we do it, because I kind of want, I hope in that to a certain extent we disagree, because if we disagree then it can cause a debate, and that's quite good, I think, for this whole spiel, and for the audience obviously that are watching, that are listening, sorry. So do you believe in afterlife? What's your views on afterlife? Has it changed from when you were young to now? As you're getting older, you start to realise different things and think you're having a different view on it.
Obviously, no one can prove it. I go through different waves. So sometimes I think, oh, well, I'm going to restart when I die.
Yeah.
Morbid. When I die, I'll restart. And that sometimes makes me feel okay. Because, you know, when you're kind of feeling a bit like, oh, things are not going right, you can kind of be like, well, it doesn't matter because one day it's going to start again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like a boost. But then on the other hand, when you've lost someone, it's a boost when you think that there's an afterlife because
they might still be there in some
They're still
form.
There. So it's like, but then I don't think you can have both.
No.
You can't have, like, life after death reincarnated.
Yeah.
You can't have that and have an afterlife. So I think I pick and choose depending on what mood I'm in.
Depending on the situation,
depending on if I'm having a bad day or not.
I'm like quite split on it as well. But I do believe it's a certain line to an afterlife. I believe there is an afterlife, but I don't believe there's an afterlife for everybody. So I believe there's an it kind of merging heaven and hell. So
I don't believe in hell.
No, but where the whole thing of hell is, like, if you've killed somebody, then I don't believe that you go into an afterlife. I think you're just gone. Whereas,
but where'd you go?
Heaven to me is the afterlife. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are like a saint as a person and you've never broken any laws and never cursed and all this, then I think then you go into some sort of afterlife.
So is like heaven empty then?
Heaven doesn't exist, in my opinion.
So it's not...
I don't think heaven exists. I think heaven is literally the afterlife.
What is afterlife?
Afterlife is where it gets a bit... Because people say you can be an animal. Sometimes you'll come back. It's the old thing, if you could come back as an animal, what would you do? Do you mean... That's what some people think. You come back as an animal. I used to do when I was younger. I used to believe we came back as ants. Because, like, there was so many of them. So it's like...
Oh, bless
That was what I used to think when I was young. But now, as I said, as you're getting older, you have different perspective on things. But I do believe in afterlife, but like I said, I think it's...
When you say afterlife, sorry, just to, like, clarify, because I don't know, I'm getting confused on the term. Do you mean, like, you live again as a different person?
Yeah, well, that's how I take it. Do you mean, like, afterwards? Whether or not you live as a ghost, whether or not you live as... You come back as an animal, or whether or not your just spirit is following your family around or whatever.
Yeah.
Or do you go to a hell? A heaven, because that's an afterlife. Because that's what do you do after life, basically? Do you believe in?
Or do
we just completely die? Do we just completely die and there's nothing?
You know, like that feeling when you're asleep.
What? Yeah, but then you're dreaming then, though.
So no, you're not dreaming. Not like when you're asleep.
Yeah, and you just wake up the following day. You just.
No, like you're unconscious, basically.
So you like kind of go numb. So you're saying when you die, you go numb rather than.
Yeah, but do you believe like? Have you ever experienced, like, a presence when there's no one been there?
Yeah. Used to have, in a pub I used to work in, used to have, like, steps that went up. And when you was on the bar, you'd be doing something, and then all of a sudden, in the corner of your eyes, it'd be as if somebody walked up the steps all the time. So we used to have a ghost name for it, but, you know, we used to say that. But, you know, is what it is. We used to have that. So, yeah, I can understand the presence thing, but I don't know. I think afterlife is a difficult topic to have with discussion with people because it's unproven in it. So it's literally just point of view from everybody. So it's very difficult to even break down because even if you have a point of view, it's hard for me to say, I agree with Hannah's point of view because there's no evidence at all to back it up. It's just literally... Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like you're trying to...
Well, yeah, it's one of those debates. You're never going to be able to find out.
Yeah. It's a difficult one. But I think that's my... to summarise, I think, from my point of view, I think it's merging heaven and hell.
Right.
And afterlife. Mm-hmm. But take hell out of the equation. And heaven to some extent. But if you're going to go to heaven, you go into the afterlife. And you come back as... I don't know. Either a presence or an animal.
Yeah, you've cleared that up for us, thank you.
That's what I think. That's my view on afterlife. That's my spiel. But yeah, I think that's that.
Is that all the questions?
That's all the questions, yeah, for this episode. So as I said, this episode might not go out to the public. I'm going to have to take a look at it. But this is just a testing one, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. If it has gone out... be sure to follow us on all our social medias. They'll be in the description somewhere whenever I figure out how to do that. But they'll be there. This is the first episode, the first pilot episode. And as I said, I think it went well. How do you think, Han? Do you feel like it went well?
I think it went well. I just don't know how
you going to sound?
Yeah, I don't like the way I sound.
Anna doesn't like the post-edit. She doesn't mind you don't mind the production side.
I don't like the voice I put on. Yeah. I put on a nervous voice. Like, the way I'm speaking now isn't how I speak in real life.
Yeah, but it is. I think it
don't
is.
Don't think I sound a bit more Welshy?
No. Doesn't matter.
My sisters listen back to your videos and they laugh at me. Or at my videos when I was doing videos because I used to say, like...
Yeah, but then I feel like this form of media is more... it's more natural because we just sat here having a chat. Yeah, there's microphones on the table. But when we're filming, it's like you're worried about everything about you. Whereas this type of media, if there was like a few of us on the table all having these chats now, it's a lot more like... It's only when, if I put a camera up there and started doing a video podcast, I think you'd freak out.
Maybe.
I think this is more natural rather than the camera side of it. But as I said, this is the first experiment, I suppose, into podcasting. And I hope it's going to go well. I really enjoyed myself. And I think it's got potential. And yeah, follow us online. Thank you so much for watching, listening. And I've got used to that. And yeah, bye.
Bye.